I'm bringing a study today called Godliness with Contentment. And that comes from 1 Timothy 6:5-9. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. So as Satan props up the desires of the flesh to always have something new, exciting, or culturally fashionable, godliness with contentment is considered great gain. And we see this in Psalm 37:16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Proverbs 16:8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. And when looking at the little the righteous man has, he is given that which he has need of, desiring nothing more or less. Matthew 6:7-8. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. And notice it doesn't say what ye want, it's what ye have need of. Proverbs 30:8-9. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches, feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Philippians 4:11-13. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So we're called to be led of the Spirit in all things as we desire God's will to be done and not our own. And I have quite a few verses on this. Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Matthew 26:39. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. James 4:13-17. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Galatians 1:10. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. And pleasing men can also fall under pleasing yourself, pleasing the flesh. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Mark 1:12. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And that was after the Lord got baptized and the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. I find that language really powerful. Acts 16:6-8. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas. So I find these verses really interesting because we think like the Lord commanded us to go preach the word, preach the gospel to all nations and whatnot. So we think, well, anywhere I want to go, that's where I want to go. He told me to go and preach. I'm going to go do this, that, and the other thing. We read in the verses before that such boastings are evil. And we see here in Acts that the Holy Ghost actually prevented people from going certain places. Yeah. And directed them in certain directions. So it's important to be led of the Spirit in all things. So, and this is all done for the good of them that love God, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And the Spirit will train us up to be competent in the things of God, thus authoring contentment. 1 Timothy 6:6. Contentment is great gain. And that word contentment is otarkia, and it means self-satisfaction that is abstractly contentedness or concretely a competence. So that competency in the things of God. And our gain is always to the edifying of the body and the glorification of the Lord, not for our own flesh. Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Ephesians 4:11-16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So the Spirit uses us in every place where we are, whether, and he lists some up there, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, whatever role you're playing, it's all the effectual working in the measure of every part, and it increases the body unto the edifying of itself. So we have to keep that in mind. So let us therefore be content with where the Spirit has us today, giving thanks for all things, because the Lord's ways far exceed our own. And the last verse I'll put is Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So that was my study on godliness with contentment.
Awesome, brother. Good job. Good job. A lot of scripture in there. I was thinking about when you started this study, I was thinking about 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, or root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves with many sorrows. The reason I bring that up is just today we talked to a young man who's a airline pilot. And we all know airline pilots make good money. And I'm not saying there's anything sinful per se about being an airline pilot. It could have sin to it. It all depends on what you're doing and all that. But it doesn't matter. I'm just using him as an example. He called me, we talked on the phone with him. We meet people that are, you know, doctors. We meet people that are in professional sports, professional musicians. And part of their contentment is in always seeking after the riches and fame of the world, isn't it? Or the things the world holds high and mighty, right?
Yeah, yep.
And if we can get our contentment where it's supposed to be in eternal things, if we can be content in that which is eternal and not in temporal and money, like Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, not on earth, where thieves steal and moths can eat it. So that's what I think about when I think about contentment. We see the world around us so caught up in materialism, it causes you to be less content. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, because it's almost like if we're content with the things of God now, content with godliness now, think of how easy the transition is going to be when you die.
Yeah.
It'll just, it's like, where's your sting, death, kind of a thing, where it's like you're just, you're so content with godliness now that it's just going to be basically moving over into into the Lord's kingdom. So
yeah,
I think that's an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah, and we talked about this not long ago. There's a famous movie star. I won't mention his name, but I heard him say this not long ago, and it really caught my eye. He said, they asked him, are you afraid to die? And he said, used a swear word, and he said, blank, no, I'm not afraid. But he said, it really stinks. And they said, why? And he said, I'm rich, I'm famous, everybody wants to meet me, everybody wants to be like me. If I die, I have great loss. He said, the guy in the gutter, if he dies, what's the big deal? And I thought to myself, wow, look what the things of the world have puffed him up. That he's not even afraid of death, afraid of judgment of God. He's afraid of losing his fame and all of his material millions. That's a poor man right there.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the verse that talks about how dieth the wise man as the fool.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone goes back to the same place, and it's like the Lord is the maker of the rich, the maker of the poor.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not supposed to have any partiality either.
Amen. Amen. And it's like the guy that had the barns. I got more grain, I'll build more barns, and I'll have more, and I'll have more. Yeah. Fool, your soul's going to be required of you this day, and all your stuff's going to go to somebody else. So yeah, contentment got me thinking about money. And then the other verse that came to mind, I don't know why, I guess I do, Psalm 119:57, thou art my portion, O Lord, I have said that I would keep thy words. I like that word portion. It's kind of like we think of a portion like maybe something you eat at a meal and somebody gives it to you and it's on your plate. And what do you focus on? When was the last time you sat down to eat and somebody gives you a plate of food and you start eating from somebody else's plate? That don't happen, does it?
No.
Unless you're rude and a pig or whatever. So you focus on your portion. And so that word portion means like territory, allotment. And I think another part of contentment is knowing and believing and looking to who is your portion. What is your portion? The Word, the Lord, the Spirit. It's everything you are. And the more you give up and die to this life, like you said, when you go to die, you have less to let go of. But if you're rich and you're famous, or you're striving for things that you haven't attained yet, man, you're holding on to everything. But when you've already let everything go and you got really nothing here left, maybe some souls, a wife and brothers and sisters you're going to miss. But other than that, you're ready to go. You're way ahead in the eternal game.
Yeah, and I think the Lord really purges all, I guess, treasure like in your heart for this life out of you.
Yeah.
So that way you can make that transition. You don't have anything left here. And that's why you can face persecution in this life, or like even death in this life for the Lord's sake, because your treasure's in heaven.
Amen.
And a lot of people think heaven's going to be filled with all of this fleshly stuff because they're still holding on to the fleshly stuff down here. They don't want to let it go. They don't want to hold on to godliness, which is going to be in the Lord's kingdom. They want to hold on to their flesh, and that's why they think heaven's going to be all fleshly and whatnot.
So, yeah, like the man you heard recently say, well, maybe there'll be bocce ball and shuffleboard in heaven, I don't know. And I'm like, what are you basing that on? Yeah. Well, nothing really. Well, why are you even thinking that? Go read the book of Revelation to see what heaven's going to be like. It ain't going to be like it is on earth.
No.
That's just foolishness. So, good study, brother. Well done. This will be up in the Ecclesia gathering area later on tonight.